This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, December 1st, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. A Christian-owned bakery and restaurant in Kentucky is fighting to stay open, despite Democratic Governor Andy Beshear's mandate to shut down all indoor dining. Richard and Tammy Hayhoe are staying open despite losing their food permit and recently losing an appeal to the Kentucky Supreme Court. They are taking their case to the federal courts now. The Hayhoes said they moved to the United States from Canada for freedom and opportunities, and they are committed to the fight against what they call, quote, unconstitutional measures, end quote, to take away their business.
We want to stay open. We want to stay open for our community. We want to stay open for our guests. We want to stay open for our staff. We want them to have a Christmas. They are working hard. It's not the government's job to support these people. We support one another.
You know, I'd just like to remind and encourage small business owners and their employees that we are the local strength of America, and the decisions that we make now will direct the future of our staff, our communities, and our families. Let's stand together against the arbitrary or overreach by these rulers that are telling us that they are doing this for our safety.
South Korea is cracking down on the spread of the gospel into North Korea. Voice of the Martyrs director Eric Foley is facing charges for launching balloons carrying Bibles into North Korea from the South Korean border. The organization has been conducting these launches for 15 years. This move on the part of the South Korean government comes after North Korea threatened to end a no-hostility military pact if South Korea further allows the distribution of Bibles into the Hermit Kingdom. John 15, verse 20 says, "Remember the word that I said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will keep yours also. But all these things they will do to you for my name's sake, because they do not know him who sent me." A second church has been demolished in Santiago de Cuba, as reported by Voice of the Martyrs. Authorities demolished the Assembly of God Church building along with the pastor's house. In a video posted at cubacenter.org, Pastor Elaine Teledano said the church has been persecuted since its inception in 1999. Since that time, the pastor said the Cuban government has robbed them of their livelihoods, their property, their freedom, their families, and their church. The church has been looted twice and demolished three times in 2007, 2016, and 2020. And the pastor's house was robbed many times. Not only has the pastor's family been evicted and thrown out onto the street, but the pastor's wife and daughters were beaten and otherwise mistreated. In fact, the pastor himself is now facing charges and potential imprisonment for what he says is, quote, preaching the gospel so that people can accept Christ and worship God, end quote. Radical Islamic groups are back to killing in northern Nigeria. Another 110 innocent citizens were mowed down by Boko Haram Muslim extremists while they were laboring in the rice fields in Borno State Saturday. Freedom of speech got a new lease in Britain. A midwifery student at the University of Nottingham lost her hospital placement after the university discovered that she was involved with the campus pro-life club. However, Julia Rinkowicz has now secured an apology and an undisclosed sum of money for the trauma she went through during the ordeal. The Christian Institute reports that the university is reassessing how they might, quote, approach such cases differently in the future, end quote. The case was handled by Alliance Defending Freedom. The Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals has upheld a pro-life Tennessee law which would ban abortions requested on the grounds of Down syndrome, gender, or race. In response to the ruling, Tennessee Republican Governor Bill Lee tweeted that, quote, "Every life is precious, and every child has inherent human dignity. Our law prohibits abortion based on the race, gender, or diagnosis of Down syndrome of the child, and the court's decision will save lives. Protecting our most vulnerable Tennesseans is worth the fight," end quote. And finally, Bitcoin reached another record high on Monday, scraping $19,600 after dipping under $6,000 in March of this year, reports CNET.com. In other economic news, applications for unemployment compensation have been on the increase for 2 weeks now. That represents the first serious hiccup in the recovery since July. Proverbs 23 reminds us, "Do not overwork to be rich. Because of your own understanding, cease. Will you set your eyes on that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wings. They fly away like an eagle toward heaven." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, December 1st in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.